Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Good. Did everyone get one of these? Yeah, good. This is what I want to say. I don't know if I'm actually going to say all of this today. I usually don't feel this way, but I felt like I was not going to speak too well today. I felt like I was not going to communicate well today. So I'm glad you have this, just in case I don't, so that you know what I want to say. This is what I want to say. I don't know if it's exactly going to turn out that way. It's good to be here. Thank you for having me. It's an honor and privilege. I've heard so much about you, your church, and just how it started with Reiko Yoshitani just going around and sharing the gospel. And hearing that story, I felt this was an appropriate message for today: the power of encounter. And this is simply a message to help you share your faith. I know during the holiday season, a lot of you may see family members, friends you don't normally see during the year. And so for me, it was always a struggle to share my faith with my family. It still is. But for those of you who are struggling with sharing your faith, hopefully this message will help you in sharing your faith and even help you bringing people to know the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Well, I'm going to read 1 Corinthians again, just because I'm comfortable doing that. So turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 4 through 5. This is, of course, the Apostle Paul writing to a church in Corinth. And I'm very encouraged with what Paul says here. He says in verses 4 and 5. Let me read. He says, "My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words." I'm comforted with those, with that, because I might not say any wise or persuasive things today, but hopefully you will encounter Jesus today. Amen? I mean, that's why you come to church, right? Is to meet Jesus, to encounter Him, to feel the presence of the Lord. And I hope for those of you who don't know Jesus, that you would encounter Him today. That's why we're here at church, is to seek God's face and to meet with God. Not to hear me speak. but hopefully, you know, as I speak from the Word of God, that you would encounter Him. What I want to share today is this, that the key to Paul's ministry, the success of his ministry, wasn't because he was very persuasive, or wasn't because he was very wise. It was because whenever he spoke, whenever he shared, he was dependent on the power of God. If God didn't show up, then what he did didn't matter. You know, Paul was a very wise and persuasive person. It's not like he didn't use those things. But he realized that the foundation of his ministry, the key to the success of his ministry, was dependent on God. Even Jesus says in John, I don't know if the passage will come up, but in John 5:19, he says, "I can do nothing without the Father," referencing God. Jesus himself. Paul here is saying almost the same thing. "I'm not coming with wise and persuasive word, but with the power of God." Now, I know in context, Paul is not talking about evangelism here. Rather, he's in context, what Paul is doing is he's addressing some leaders and some criticism of his ministry. The criticism of Paul's ministry was, "You're a boring preacher." some of you might criticize me the same way. It's fine. I'm in good company. But they're saying, Paul, you're not that good of a speaker. You know, someone like Apollos or another great leader. And Paul was responding to that criticism, hey, it's not about me. It's about God. And whether I come and speak an emotional, moving, mind-blowing sermon, if God doesn't show up, nothing's going to happen. People aren't going to get transformed. People aren't going to get saved. People aren't going to get changed. But if God shows up, man, it doesn't matter how many questions they have. It doesn't, although you can bring all the arguments you have, if God shows up, people are going to be changed. To give you a little bit of my own background, I became a Christian when I was 19. Saved through my friend, he shared the gospel with me. And, you know, I was like a young Reiko Yoshitani, just going everywhere, just sharing my faith with everyone, you know. And my brothers, they weren't saved, so I would try to get them saved. And I don't know how the conversation would start, but eventually it would just dovetail into dinosaurs. We start talking about dinosaurs, you know. My brother would say, well, what about dinosaurs? And I'm like, I don't know. Or you know, my other brother, he would say, he was a lot smarter than me. He still might be. But my other brother, he would say something like, you know, can God create a rock so heavy that he can't move it? You know, one of those things. And I would be like, yes. No, you know, it's like those tricky questions, those philosophical, and I would get so frustrated sharing my faith with them. And I was like, we would just get into arguments and, you know, and the Holy Spirit would get grieved. And I would just, I would go into my Christian bubble, but it was very frustrating. I don't know if you have the same kind of experience as I do. I wish I would have known earlier what I know now, that, you know, without Jesus, people aren't going to get saved. That's very basic, but it just, for some reason, I forgot about that. I would try to persuade people, I would try to sell Jesus, or, you know, argue their people into heaven, but it never worked. And my foundation, my trust was not in Jesus, but in my own self. Paul here says this. I came to you in weakness, with great fear and trembling, and my message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power. And that was the foundation of his ministry. And I believe it's applicable for us when it comes to evangelism, when it comes to sharing our faith. There was this one time I was at this fast food Chinese restaurant. I was eating lunch. And oftentimes as I eat lunch, I go and I read a book. And so I was just minding my business, eating lunch, reading a book, and a man next to me, he started up a conversation with me. Being a pastor, I really didn't want to talk to him. I just wanted to be myself. I don't know why. But as I was reading the book, he said, what book are you reading? And I'm not one of those guys who are in-your-face Christian. I don't know. I'm more of a secret Christian. I guess that's not good as a pastor, but the book was blatantly Christian. It was Releasing the Power of Jesus. And so I'm like, it's this book. And I said, it's Releasing the Power of Jesus. It's like, oh, cool. And then he just started talking about something else. And I think he asked me what I did. I'm like, oh, I'm a pastor. And it's like, oh, that's cool. And we just started talking. And he wasn't a believer, you know, but he was very respectful of my belief. And at the end of the conversation, I just simply said, "Hey, can I pray for you?" And at first he was like, "Oh, no, it's okay." And then he was like, "Okay, sure." And so he did one of these. I'm like, "Oh, I was just going to, you know, quietly pray for you, but if you're going to do that." So he did that. And so I prayed for him. I laid my hands on him and I said, "Jesus, if you're real, would you reveal yourself to him?" And I just blessed him and, you know, just asked God to bless him and watch over him. And after that, I said, "Amen." And he opened his eyes and was like, "Whoa, that was cool." I'm like, "Yeah." And I said, "You know, there's a good church. You should find it." And I just laughed. And that brings me to my next point: the power of encounter. Without Jesus, you're not saved. But with encounter, it's so important that you do an explanation. People, if you have Jesus in you, people will encounter God one way or another. Whether it's through a simple conversation, or if you pray for them, especially, I believe, if you pray for somebody who's not a Christian, there will be a response. Amen? I'm pretty sure there will be a response. If they're open to be prayed for, and they're not a believer, and you pray for them, something will happen. Is there a non-believer in here that would like to test this out? No, okay. But after an encounter, an explanation is absolutely necessary. Because at best, they'll be hungry for more of God. But you don't know where they'll try to find it. They might go to a New Age church. They may go to somewhere else to find their hunger met. At worst, if you don't explain it, you're stealing glory from God. You know, because I prayed for the man, and it could have been, "Yeah, that's right, I'm special, that's why you felt that." Stealing glory from God. So it's very important that when there is an encounter, that you do an explanation. I think the trouble with me in my youth trying to get people to come to Christ is I was doing a lot of explaining before the encounter. I was trying to be persuasive and wise and doing the explaining before they encounter Jesus. See, when you encounter a person, Jesus Christ, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of argument they have. They just encountered a person. It doesn't matter, you know, if they have a million questions. They encountered a person, and they'll probably want more of him, especially if it's encountering Jesus. I mean, that's how I got saved. I had a million questions. But I knew that when my friend introduced Jesus to me, that was real. That was truth. And I asked him into my life. In your sharing the gospel, one of the mistakes I believe that evangelicals is, we do a lot of explaining before the encounter. But just as Jesus and just as Paul says, you know, "I can do nothing without the Father. I didn't come with wise and persuasive words, but with the demonstration of Spirit's power." It's so important that there's an encounter prior to an explanation. And depending on what kind of encounter it is, it'll dictate the explanation. For example, if you're just simply sharing and they encounter Jesus, tell them about the cross. For me, as I prayed and he encountered Jesus, my explanation could have just simply been, "You just experienced Jesus." The explanation always points to Jesus. That's what I mean when I say explanation. There's an encounter. It's important to have an explanation which points to Jesus. And one of the most important things is if not the most important, is it the invitation. As Japanese American, I know that sometimes it's hard to take that last step, the invitation, because it's kind of invasive, you know, it's almost rude, it's like getting into someone's space, and it's kind of uncomfortable, right, as a Japanese American, or as a Japanese. But it's so important to make the invitation. Whether it's, do you want to come to church with me next Sunday? Or do you want to accept Christ in your life? I'm going to share a story, which I'm hesitant to share because I'm being recorded, but I'll share it anyway. So I'm going to, disclaimer, this is not my story. I've heard a pastor share it. And so, and this pastor was talking about another pastor. So it's a story of a story. Anyways, this is just to illustrate the point of invitation. So the pastor was sharing, there was an evangelist in Africa. And he was evangelizing, preaching the gospel, going to village to village. And one trip, as he was going from one village to the next village, he felt God impress upon his heart to share the gospel. And all he saw was monkeys on the trees. And but he distinctly felt God saying, I want you to share the gospel. You guys heard this story before? No, okay, good. So he does one of these, you know, looks around to see if anyone's, because he didn't want to look crazy. And so he shares the gospel to the monkeys. You know, Jesus is the only way, kind of thing. And he's about to leave, and God impresses upon his heart, give an altar call. And so he does again one of these, because he doesn't want to look crazy, right? And he gives an altar call. And the monkeys just look at him, you know, they go on doing their monkey stuff, they didn't get saved, you know. But as he gave the altar call, several women came out of the bushes. And they accepted Christ. What he didn't know is as he was walking, these women heard him, so they hid. And as he shared the gospel, you know, God moved in their hearts, and as he gave the invitation, they came forward and received Christ. Imagine if he would have just gone and left without an invitation. We don't know whether those women would have been saved or if they would have just been moved and then but moved on. It's so important that when there's an encounter, there's an explanation of that encounter, and finally an invitation. Whether simply, hey, come to church with me next Sunday, come to Tucson, it's a great church, or do you want to accept Christ in your life? The power of encounter, this Christmas season, holiday season, I hope you do have a chance to share your faith. Some of you have shared your faith many times without any fruit, without seeing any change. But I believe with persistence, prayer, and asking God to encounter your families and friends, that they will be transformed, they will be changed. When I became saved at 19, I was telling you how I'd get into a lot of arguments and fights with my brother trying to save them. I'm 33 now. Last Christmas, I invited my brothers to church. I didn't argue, I didn't come with persuasive or wise words, I just simply said, hey, you want to come to church with me? I didn't even actually call, I just texted them, hey, do you want to come to church? God could work through technology, amen? And they said yes, and so they came to church. Hopefully again this Christmas, they didn't accept Christ, they don't know Jesus, so they still make fun of me for being Christian. But I'm going to text them again, say, hey, you want to come to church? Hopefully they would have an encounter, hopefully I could do an explanation and have the boldness to give them an invitation. Hey, You know, what happened was Jesus touched you. Do you want to know more of Jesus? Simple, amen?
Amen.
Let's all go and change the world now. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. Lord, I thank you for you just touching each and every one of us. Holy Spirit, I do pray that you would come and fill this place up with your presence. Lord, I ask that you would fill each individual up here with your presence. Father, I talked about encounter, and I do pray that we would encounter you today here. I noticed on the program, in the back, do you guys pray for each other? Do you guys have a time of praying for each other? Or no? You just have it on the program. But you do.
We suggest, but...
Well, you suggest it, but you don't do it. All right. Well, let's do it. How about we do it? How many of you have, just raise your hand. How many of you have family members that don't know Christ and it's been on your heart and you've been trying to share Jesus? How about you, why don't we stand up for those of you who does, and Reiko, can you come up? Reiko Yoshitani, if you don't know, she is an anointed evangelist. And so, for me, I feel like, even though Reiko raised her hand, you know, she does, not everyone in her life knows Jesus, but I feel like they're, you know, when someone's anointed with something, I'd rather have them pray for me than someone like, I'm not anointed in evangelism. So Reiko, can you come up, please? And just pray a blessing for those of us. You know, we need your boldness and we need your wisdom and we need your persuasiveness, but more importantly, we need the grace that God has given you to share. So, for those of you who have family and friends who you have a burden for and you want to share Christ with, would you please just stand and then we'll have Reiko just bless you. Is that okay?
Before that, I was listening to his message and something in me changed.
Amen. Okay.
Did you experience that?
Right.
Yeah, because, you know,
I saw
Evelyn nodded. I mean, not now, yeah, during he was, you know. That is, I feel, God's power. Because he's not explaining in detail or nicely to do. He's just almost blunt. You know? This is the first message to this group. And he said, just bluntly, you know, just, you know, God's power is there. He explained and explained something about Jesus Christ and the invitation. This is basic, but usually pastors say like this. You know, first time we come here, he come here. And yeah, this touched me a lot. And nearly, I'm sorry, is it okay? I can say it like this.
I don't know, you gotta ask them.
Okay.
I don't run the show.
Okay. And I felt so fresh. You know, we have so many friends, but we think, oh, we cannot say anything to them because they don't come to church, or, you know. But now everything is completely white, you know, the white. And we forget the past. And then very new, fresh. Jesus is, I mean, God is always every day fresh. Fresh, fresh. Don't forget, you know, don't remember the past. Just a fresh new day. And fresh encounter. You know, fresh encounter every day with me, even my husband, you know, every day. But fresh encounter this morning. Today is only day, fresh. Yeah, that I learned from him, this message. I was very encouraged. 日本語で言わなくてもいい、ほとんどの方がわかると思うんですけれども、うん、あの本当に何でしょう、これがね、God's power じゃないかと思ったんです。 その God, あの power, encounter of power, power encounter じゃないかと思ったんです。私たちは過去の奴隷になってるっていうか、We are just slave of the past, yesterday, the day before yesterday. But forget about that. The newly, today, fresh God's power received. We can do anything, everything. I'm sorry.
Amen, amen. No, no, you stay up here. No, I hear you. You stay up here.
It's hard for me to pray for. Yeah.
Yeah, so, no, yeah, what she was, definitely there is, Holy Spirit, you're here, right? Amen. I think it's here. So yeah, right. We are on the same wavelength. But let's talk more praying. So let's pray for them, okay? Okay. So for those of you who have family members or friends that you have a burden for, a heart for, that you're going to see in Christmas or New Year's, you don't know what to do, but you want to share your faith. Would you please just stand up, and then Reiko would just bless you. I think there was a couple more. No? Okay, good. Amen, amen. Thank you. So Reiko, can you just pray for them? Just because you have such a grace on your life. Boldness, I don't know whether it's just boldness. Maybe we need your boldness or your... Yeah, just that grace. So, you know, God has blessed you with grace, right? It's not your own strength, right?
No.
It's through God. So, you know, the grace you have, release it to these. No talk, just pray.
Okay.
No talk.
My prayer is talk to Jesus Christ. So I'm still, I will talk. Jesus, thank you very much you are here this morning. Surely all of us feel somehow you're here and you're so powerful. And at the same time, you're so gentle. And Jesus, you know me long time and I think I know you. And Aki told me about the relationship with the family members or friends and the boldness, I encourage them to accept Jesus Christ or know God's power.
Amen.
Yeah, but sometime Jesus, you know me, and long time, I have to hesitate. I have not hesitate, but you dig me more and more, and wants me to understand my friends or my family, who they are, how they lived, and their past. How they are struggling, the struggling we cannot understand. And so, I reach out to people. I ask you is please give me your heart, Jesus' heart, and give me, show me how you look at this person.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And how deeply, because you understand each of them so deep. You know, we cannot see the, you know, both of them, their heart, but you see, you know. So let us open our hearts and through your spirit, touch their heart.
Amen.
Their heart. And give us, a gentle heart, and at the same time, sincerely heart to this person to be saved. I mean, to know you more, what a wonderful life it will, be open to the person's daily life. And so, So important thing is that we are not the Christian salesman. We are not, I mean, Christ salesman. We really want you. We want your heart. How you think this person precious, so precious individually. So let us feel same heart of your heart to respect this person, to love this person truly, truly. And I pray the time is there. You touch boldly, instantly, but at the same time, wait and listen or see the person's heart more. And so Jesus, give us wisdom, deep wisdom. This is not human walk. This is God's walk. Because of that, we cannot, you know, we cannot take any steps lightly. More even really, really, okay.
And for those of you standing up, even if you're sitting down, can you just put your hand open like this, like you're going to receive something? Just
Okay, I'll repeat what he said. All right. Okay. Hi. Yes. Holy Spirit,
come.
Give these people
the grace you gave me to share the gospel.
Lord, I just continue to pray that you would give us the boldness and the wisdom and the understanding that you gave Reiko to each and every one of us, that we could just share, Lord, our relationship we have with you to those around us. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.